السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and in Durban on this beautiful Tuesday morning, 1st of Shaban, 1446, corresponding with the 4th of February, 2025. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وتصبر على البلاء والمصيبة. وقال أيضا: واشكر الله تعالى على نعمته. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and apa with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem. Ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Dawood Munli. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Sha'ban, 1446, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the countries and cities of the world. And today, inshallah al-Aziz, we'll be completing and concluding chapter 42, Surah to Shura, and verses number 52 and verse number 53, insha'Allah al-Aziz. To understand today's lesson, Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'du ba'da, certain verses of the Noble Qur'an, they elaborate and explain the other verses. Let us go first to chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 49, and see what Almighty Allah states. Tilka min amba'il ghayb. This information we give you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the unseen. Nuhiha ilayk. We send this information, which is 100% perfect and the truth, towards you. The story, incident, anecdote of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, all that. So Wahi came to you from Almighty Allah, revelation came. Ma kunta ta'alamuha anta. Initially, before the Wahi revelation, you were not aware of it, you didn't know about it. So chapter 11, surah 11, verse number 49. So yeah, Almighty Allah is telling us something similar in today's lesson. Chapter 42, surah to shura, mutual consultation, and verses number 52 and 53. وَكَذَلِكَ And similarly, أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ We send the revelation to you. Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. So why does Almighty Allah say we? Allah Jalla Wala uses the royal pronoun we as a symbol of respect and reverence to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Only we can do that. نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتَ We give life, we give death. Who can do that? No scientist, no professor, no doctor. So therefore, Almighty Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ We send the wahi to you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah was, is, will always be alimul ghaybi wa shahada. His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing, and He knows past, present, and future. Nothing is hidden and obscure from Him, Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. In creation, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the greatest knowledge, and that is ilmul ghaib, to know about the unseen. Ruham min amrina, ruhan refers to the Quran Sharif. This is the soul, the spirit, with our command. See, an ordinary human being, me and you, we are ordinary mortals, nothing special about us. Then we say he or she passed away. So the ruh, the soul, emanated, separated from the body, so nothing functions. Then the eyes, ears, tongue, nothing is working. So this ummah must realize that our motivational force, our inspiration, is the Quran Sharif. Imani, ruhani, taqat, and that is our spiritual strength, and that is the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah. So that is the ruh and the soul and the spirit for the Muslim to fight in the battlefield, to wake up for tahajjud and to do all the good deeds, give out thousands of rands in charity only, solely, exclusively for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not taught by any human being. Allah Jalla Wala taught him directly. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ Allah taught you that which you did not know. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيبَ الْكِتَابِ You did not know initially what is the Quran Sharif prior to the revelation. Walal iman, all the details of iman and so forth, that initially you did not know, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah Ta'ala taught you directly. Walakin, but ja'alnahu nura, we made this kitab, the Quran Sharif, the nur, the radiance, the effulgence, and it entered your mubarak, blessed, honorable heart, Ya Rasulullah. Nur نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا So we bless you with this book, the final constitution, the radiance effulgence. And through this book, we gave hidayat and guidance to whomsoever we wish, from our servants and so forth. So that is what we need to understand, that hidayat comes directly from Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a guide. Quran Sharif is a guide. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Verily you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you guide to the right path. Now let me give you an example that will resonate with you. I am here in Lanesia, and you ask me what is the road towards Soweto, towards Johannesburg. I told you go right, go straight, and turn left and so forth. I will show you the path. Second one is, I say I am going there, jump in with me or follow me. So remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will show us the way and the path. Inna hadhal Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. The Qur'an Sharif will show us the path. But Allah jalla wala will take that hidayat, that nur, that radiant effulgence, and insert it in the inner recesses of our heart. That is the meaning. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. You cannot give guidance to whomever you love, Ya Rasulullah. Allah Jalla Wala will guide whomsoever He wishes. So that is the true understanding. Siratillahi alladhi, it is that path which Almighty Allah has chalked out, that is Islam. Lahu, it belongs exclusively to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard, whatever is in the celestial creation, and that is the heavens and the skies and the planets and the sun, moon, everything comes in there. وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever is under celestial creation, the land, the sand, the jungles, the ocean, the lakes, and everything we know which we don't know. Allah, behold, pay attention. إِلَى اللَّهِ تَصِيرُ الْأُمُورِ, all the matters ultimately will return to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We bow down our heads and beg Allah Jalla Wala to accept this tafsir, Surah to Shura, and whenever we make tafsir and continue with the righteous deeds and speech and actions, Rabbana taqabbal minna, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, accept it from us. Innaka anta sami'ul alim, verily, O Allah, you are the one who's all hearing and all knowing. Bless our parents, bless our teachers, bless our team, our Maha Salim Kareem, Junaid Mota, and Dawood Monli, and everybody else who is making such sacrifices, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And Ya Allah, make us such that we touch the hearts of people, that we all become better ambassadors of Islam, and we don't fear people, but we speak the truth without fear and favor. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, tomorrow, Wednesday, we will start with Surah Zukhruf. Our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha states, whenever you want to start something, start on a Wednesday. Go open Maqasid Hasana, that is by Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah. Right in the ending, you will find it there. So inshallah, tomorrow, that is what we will do. Start Surah Zukhruf, chapter number 43 of the Noble Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 5th of Rajab, 1446, day number 17 of the ceasefire. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally from all parts of the world, right? So most Israelis want a Palestinian state. How do you like that? Did I say so? You can go open the Haaretz. And now they realize that this of their apartheid regime, their terrorist regime, this regime of the squatters cannot continue. The world has turned against them, and the tide has turned against them. First time in the history of humankind, they saw a genocide unfolding in real time, with the images going all directions, and the humiliation on the cursed nation of Jutla and Jews, and the Zionists supporting them. Israelis, Jutlas protesting at the U.S. embassy therein. From Tel Aviv, it was moved to Jerusalem by Trump during his first term. So they went there and they protested and made a big noise that they want the ceasefire to continue. So the public wants it and they want their hostages back. But you see what Netanyahu does, BB, the war criminal. So he's playing for time. So now he's there, he's going to meet Bush today. Not Bush, he's going to meet Trump today. And when he meets Donald Duck Trump today, so he's going to stay there till Saturday. He says he got too many meetings and so forth. He's playing for time. So he wants those hostages must be delayed and delayed and delayed. He doesn't want the ceasefire to continue so he can remain in power. Because once all that is finished, then there must be elections, and then court case, and then jail. So that is what will happen for him and his wife, Sarah. Trump is showing Netanyahu, the war criminal, who is boss, yeah, in the White House. That is what he likes, Trump, the egoist, the narcissist. I am in charge. I will give the executive order, and nobody must tell me anything. You want to speak to me? You must have a lot of money, like Elon Musk, who was born in South Africa. His parents and he made money, yeah. And today he is telling Trump what to do. Both of them a disaster for America. And remember, America will lose everything. Israel will lose everything. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Ya Allah, you appoint your dogs upon them. Wa ma ya'alamu junooda rabbika illa hu. No one knows the armies of Almighty Allah except him. Israel killed 70 people already this year, 2025, in the West Bank. That is the minimum, and there is more which are unaccounted for. In 2025, they are obsessed with murder and killing. Their ministers say, kill and get rid of the terrorists, the Palestinians, whilst they themselves are the biggest terrorists with America, state terrorism, which the whole world is saying. Trump trumpeting away, he say, Obama is the founder of ISIS. What you going to say now? He, Trump, says he hates Obama. He says Obama is not a whitey, is not a proper American, and funny statements he made. So he says Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. There must be a Hussein there in between. So Barack Hussein Obama is the founder of ISIS. Rawahu Trump. That is what Trump said, the harami. Israeli building military bases in Syria. Can you imagine you steal somebody else's land, you occupy it, and then you build military bases, and Trump wants to tell South Africa that you are confiscating the land of the whites and others, but Israel daily is stealing, occupying land of the Palestinians, of the Syrians, and of others, and so forth. So therefore, our ruling is very clear, whether it's America, whether it's United Nations, whether it's any other harami. Our stance is clear. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. And you Jutlas and Jutlis, you must know your time is up. Better pack up and leave. Some Uyghurs in China are being allowed, are given permission to travel, but very limited. Majority of them still oppressed, haven't met their families for years and decades. Some of them are going to meet them after many, many years and decades. So there's some type of concession from China, because they know that their name is stinking in all parts of the world, of the Muslim world, that how they are treating the Uyghurs. They are Muslim and they're treating them third class, fourth class citizens. Airlines are coming back to Israel, to David Ben Gurion Airport, but the costs are soaring, increasing, because the airlines are not keen to come there. Anytime they know the smallest thing can cause a war there, and then the airlines have big problems. Mexico and Canada, you just have to bow down little bit to him, to Trump, and then tune him up little bit and give him a little bit, you know, praise. You are the main guy and you are the president of USA. So now Mexico and Canada, both of them, the tariffs will be paused for a month, 30-day reprieve. It will not be implemented immediately, but there in Canada, the daru, the alcohol, and so many other products, they already pulled it off the shelf. They said, America, go to hell. If you want to impose upon us, we will also not sell your products. And so many things have happened already. So you can see there's bad blood between America and the neighbors. I told you, and I'm repeating it and reiterating it, within the years, 2, 3, 4 years of Trump, remember, in his second presidency, he will destroy America, and you will see Israel will fall, America fall, all these Arab tenpot dictators who are bootlickers of America, Israel will fall, insha'Allahul Aziz. These migrants who are being kicked out, and others, and their family members, they protested in a major highway there in Los Angeles, and they blocked that highway. But listen to this, the Arab media is running to the story. Putin and Trump might meet. And where will they meet? Either in Saudi Arabia, maybe Riyadh or Al-Ula, or maybe in UAE, either Abu Dhabi or either Dubai. That is the Arabic way. What you say Dubai and you say Abu Dhabi, that's your English way. Learn the Arabic proper way, Abu Dhabi and Dubai. M23 ceasefire starts today there. You must remember, between the military and between DRC and so forth, M23 is playing the good guy. They say that no, we don't want to advance any further, that we have enough land now, so now let the humanitarian aid come in. South Africa were made fools there, because our Minister of Defense is another fool and idiot as well, incompetent, hopeless, useless. USAID, remember, is closing the headquarters. The Democrats are furious and livid. They say that American people are going to suffer and children won't get food, and this is illegal by the Trump administration. I ran with this story yesterday, but you were sleeping, many of you. So look at how Jordan, these are all bootlickers, these governments of the Arabs who have ties with Israel, America, they're murtads and haramis and shaitans. So Jordan gives an ultimatum to Hamas. You must find a country, another country, for Ahlam Tamimi, and then she will be sent there if within 24 hours. And if you don't find, then we will repatriate her and extradite her to America. Can you believe that is what Jordan is doing? Bunch of haramis they are. And Trump already promised better Netanyahu some portion of the West Bank we will annex. He plays the game, you see. South African news, Elon Musk is influencing Trump regarding his decisions with South Africa and America, and it's a disaster. For us Muslims, you should know this much. The largest Hindu temple was opened this week here, and remember in the weekend and so forth, where in Johannesburg, in the southern hemisphere, you know how they say about the Jummah Masjid, Grey Street, the largest masjid in the southern hemisphere. So that is, mashallah, the Javeri family. Johari, our people, Mehman people, they corrupt the names. Javeri, no, wrong. Johari, Aita Son Vechnava, they used to sell gold and jewelry and so forth. So now the largest Hindu temple has been established in the southern hemisphere. South Africa should withhold, remember, minerals for USA, who had Gwedi Manteshi say so. If they don't want to help us, we don't give them minerals. How's that from Gwedi? Trump must punish ANC leaders, not the South African population. That is what every forum says and so forth. Malema say, Trump, go to hell. We will confiscate the land, whether you like it or you don't like it, when we come into power. That's Malema trumpeting away against Trump, you see that. Shamima Batoi, you know her? She's the chief of the NPA, the National Prosecutor, you see, and she herself is guilty. She fired one guy or what have you, and now he took her to court and he won the case, and she has to pay him, the former employee of the NPA, 1 million rand, and it must be paid in by today or so. So Batoi in big trouble there. From her personal money she'll have to pay. So today is, what day is today? Tuesday, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mufti Suleiman Ali with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2, inshallah, Al-Aziz, will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. And remember, inshallah, tomorrow, Haji Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg, myself, will be going to Botswana, Khebaroni. Those of you in Khebaroni, in Lobatsi, Kanye. If you want more details, contact Mona Junaid Hafid G of Kanya, and inshallah, he will give you all the details. Mona Junaid of Kanye, inshallah. Mona, we have 20 minutes left, inshallah, so to fit in everybody, inshallah. So let's fire up with the program, with the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
Mufti Saab, what is the Shariat's ruling regarding adopting children in Islam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To adopt children, you must remember three issues. Take myself, that we married, alhamdulillah, many, many years and decades with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. No children. So we decide to adopt. We're not going to do it, obviously, just example. So number one, the baby, we adopt boy or girl, 3 months, 3 days, 3 weeks, 6 months, whatever. So now that baby's name must be registered according to the biological father's name. So you can't register the adopted baby on your name or your surname. That's totally haram. And if you don't know the baby's biological father, then they are your brothers in Islam. This is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, verse number 5. Call the adopted children by their biological father's name. Huwa aqsatu inda Allah. That is the justice system of Almighty Allah. Fa illam ta'alamu aba'ahum. And if you don't know the biological father's name, fa ikhwanukum fi din. They are your brothers in Islam. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had an adopted son. People used to call him Zayd bin Muhammad, Zayd the son of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah revealed this verse. Open Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Zayd and said, "Anta akhuna wa maulana." People, jahil people today, ignorant, they say you can't call another person maulana. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Zayd bin Haritha Mawlana, and the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So therefore we need to be very clear on this issue. So that is issue number one. Those of you who registered them on your name, that's a major, major sin. Man intasaba ila ghayri abi fa alayhi la'natullah wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in. When you make the lineage not to the biological father but to yourself, Allah's curse is on you. The angels' curse is on you. The people's curse is on you. Go open Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, various ahadith on this topic. Totally haram it is. Second one, that adopted children will not inherit. However, to solve that problem, you can make wasiyah for them. You could bequeath for them up to 1/3. That's the maximum. Third one, the law of parda. I told you, take myself, my wife as the example. So now we adopted that baby boy, and he was 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months old. So when he grows up, now he is 11, 12 years old. Anytime 12 years on, he can get baligh and mature. So between him, the boy, and my wife, the laws of parda, hijab, will apply. Baby girl, between her, when she is 9 years old and more, between her and myself, the laws of parda will apply, because anytime now her menses can start. So therefore, to circumvent that and solve that problem, you, the lady, that the adopted mother, just call her that, so she must breastfeed the baby, take medication and so forth. Hanafis and Malikis say, even if little but milk is given to the baby, few drops and droplets and so forth, that will suffice. Wa ummahatukum allati ardaanakum. Surah 4, verse 23. Shafi'is, Malikis say, no, there must be 5 different occasions of breastfeeding, minimum, and then only will you be considered as the radai, as the murdi'a, as the foster mother, and so forth and so on. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif of 5 khamsu radaatin. So that is where we are, the name story, the inheritance story, and the breastfeeding story. Then it will be permissible, as I suggested to you and explained to you now.
Isab, what is the Shariat's ruling regarding medical aid?
regarding medical aid, remember that our fatwa, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsad fatwa, inshallah, I'll go there today. So there to Darulum Zakaria to meet Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he just returned, inshallah. So then, remember, his fatwa is, our fatwa is, that it is permissible. You are paying money, but not getting money in exchange like life insurance and so forth, that's haram. You are getting services in exchange and so forth. Obviously, that these are modern day issues, so there will be ikhtilaf and difference opinion. Some of our teachers, like the Majlisul Ulama and them, they say not permissible. But remember, Al Fiqhul Waqi also, one of the editions of the Majlis, I saw that Hazrat said, we must look at the situation also. So that is a good thing, and that means you must look at the reality in front of you. If you go to the government hospital, sometimes the pillowcases is missing, the pillow is missing, and linen is missing. So many things are just chaos and so forth in our new South Africa. 30 years and more, and absolute chaos if you ask me. So you must remember that. So we need the alternative, and that will be your medical aid. So fatwa, verdict, permissible, taqwa and precaution, better to abstain.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a bride and her family, females, to be present in the section provided in certain masajids for nikah?
Let us bring it and see what will happen. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, we allow the ladies to come to attend the nikah. I am asking you three questions. Number one, show me how many ladies will come without makeup, without lipstick, dipstick and all that. You tell me. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha kharajatil mar'a," when a lady emerges from her home, "wa hiya muta'attira," and she is filled up, dolled up with her makeup and lipstick and dipstick and all that, "fa marrat bi majlisi kaza," and she passes the men. You go to any masjid where they allow women, you will see that when the cars are parked, then you can see the women going to that portion. You can see them coming back. So always they will be in the mingling. Then what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fahiya zaniya," she is just like an adulteress. She is like an adulteress. Authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Second one, how many of you ladies say, what? That she will be in a menses, she will be in a nifas, a postpartum, postnatal, she just gave birth. Say, hey, let me just come and so forth. For woman to come to masjid in that state and condition, absolutely haram. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha could not perform a umrah because she was in a menses during Hajjatul Wida. So that will show you clearly. Third one, that we rule is absolutely haram for the women to come there in the woman section, whether it be to attend nikah, somebody else's or your own, or whether it is for salat or taraweeh in this day and this age, li adami shurut, the conditions are not fulfilled, you must remember. So therefore it is not permissible. Idha fata shartu fata al-mashurut, when the conditions are not there, so then the law will change also. So definitely we dead against it. But if it happens, the nikah is valid. But wahiya athima, she will be considered a sinner. And you know how they doll up and so forth. Therefore we can't even go. We perform the nikah and then we go away. Sometimes we go when we know that all those unda, danda, upside down things don't happen. But majority of the time you can't go. The old man also will feel horny, so he must remember that when he sees how the ladies dress and so forth. Allah forbid. Inna lillahi wa inna li raji'un wa ilallah al-mushtaka. We complain only to Almighty Allah how our women internationally, right in the Haram Sharif, how they dress. You must remember that, see through and what. Allah protect us all.
Mufti Sahib, I'm Mahmoud here in Cape Town. My question is it allowed for Muslim women to go to the graveyard to make dua for her husband after he passed away?
Remember that our fatwa is, let us go to Fiqhul Waqi. Fiqhul Waqi is look at the situation nowadays. Friday, I went, this past Friday, with my brother Muhammad Khan to our local cemetery here. Because it's after Fajr, you hardly find any women there. But go in the afternoon and so forth, you will see so many women. So then there's intermingling. And women, 90%, they must push up, even to go to graveyard or pelt the shaitans there in Mina. So they must put up some lipstick and some makeup and all. So therefore, that is second problem. One, intermingling. One, getting dolled up, and two, and number three, there's nusus. They are divine texts, prophetic texts. Quran Kareem teaches you, ladies, chapter 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You must stay in your homes. This is not a need or a necessity. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ahadith, three ahadith, all in Sunan Nasai. لَأَنَّ اللَّهُ زَائِرَاتِ الْقُبُورِ. Allah Ta'ala curses on woman who visit the grave. La'ana Allahu zawwaratil qubur. To Allah's curse in the woman who visit the grave excessively. Third one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking opposite direction. His ladli, his sahibzadi, his piari, beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was walking. What you doing here outside? Oh, my beloved daughter, ya abati ya Rasulullah, oh beloved father, oh messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I went to sit for, you know, that sympathize and offer condolences. There was a janaza. You went to the graveyard? La, la, la. No, I didn't go graveyard. He, rahmatulil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, told his beloved daughter, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah for Sayyida Fatima, the leader of the women in Jannah, as mentioned in Tirmidhi. If you went to the graveyard, you would not enter Jannah. So where are we? Where do we come in the equation? So therefore, our ruling is, according to all four schools, not permissible, and no sense looking for loopholes and so forth and so on. Sit at home and make dua for the deceased. Where if your husband passed away, you must be sitting at home making iddat, not running around here and there. So 130 days from time of death is your iddat.
Mufti Sahab, with due respect to you, you rightfully criticize many of the imperialist and Arab states. However, we have very little influence over what they do or cannot do. But locally here, we can influence matters. It appears that your criticism is lacking example. Lenisha is falling apart and its constituency cannot do anything about it. Please explain, Mufti Sahab.
I don't know whether you listen every day or not. Last week a question was asked, you must remember, regarding the issue about 70 years of Lanesia. I spoke against it. I don't know where you were dreaming. That last week the story of the cheese came, and I was the most vocal person in our ulama fraternity who spoke against it, where they are having trucks worth pig and swine images and public and all that. When our Maulvis come on TV in the masajid and desecrate the sanctity of the masjid. Yesterday I had the whole program on that between 8:30 and 9. So we don't accept your criticism. We have no fear, alhamdulillah, for anybody besides Almighty Allah. You know my famous sentence. We don't carry fear, we don't carry favor, and carry favor from any person, any organization, any politician, or any, you must remember, government. So therefore, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And we, our job is just to convey the true message, whether it's for Lanesia, whether it's Gauteng, whether it's South Africa, whether it's ANC, or whether it's our corrupt Maulvis, and so forth and so on. So your criticism is not valid, brother. So that is our response to you.
Mufti Sahab, can you smoke in ihram? Can you vape in ihram? If the person doesn't smoke, they become very agitated.
Remember, brother, I give you an example. Somebody swears FNBs and what have you outside the masjid, and another person swears in the masjid. So what will you say? You will say the person who's swearing and using explicit expletives and obscene language inside the masjid is much worse. So Quran Kareem taught us that now you are in ihram. So what are the laws? You are in the state of consecration. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. That Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 197. So no husband-wife talk whilst you're in the ihram. You take your wife's hand and start rubbing it and smooching it and say, oh darling poppy, so smooth your hands are. Wala fusuqa, no sins. I will come back to that. Wala jidala, and no fighting, arguing, disputing in the state of ihram and so forth. So fusuq, if you study the word fisq and fusuq, means al-khuruj anita'a. Islamic sharia is a circle. That is the boundary. Once you go beyond that, you're a fasiq fajir. And when you try and justify it, is worse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Mishkah Sharif, kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahireen, that this ummah will be forgiven except those people who commit sins openly, like appearing on TV, smoking, vaping, and then you do so in ihram. You're supposed to be saying labbaik allahumma labbaik. You're supposed to be saying allahumma jirna minan nar, ya Allah, save us from the fire. But yeah, you ignite the fire, the agarbati, the biri yourself, and then you said you get very angry and so forth. What you do Ramadan time then? So you see, agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar, absolute haram for you to be smoking during the state of ihram, and other times also buying, selling, manufacturing cigarettes and smoking, all not permissible in Islam. It is, you become shaitan's brother. Quran says so. Chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Verily, those people who squander their wealth, they are the brothers and sisters of Satan and shaitan. So definitely haram, you are tainting, polluting, desecrating your own umrah in the holiest places, that is in Makkah and surroundings, my brother. Totally haram, not permissible.
So we can take the last question. If a husband and wife performing tarawih at home alone, wife is hafiza, can she give luqma of herself?
Alhamdulillah, for past 20, 30 years or more, I performed Taraweeh locally, and when we used to travel to South America and here and there during Ramadan, so then I performed Taraweeh and my wife behind me, one man, one vote. So you must remember, sometime my wife used to tell, then rectify me in Salat, but she's not Hafiza. So after I make Salam, I say, how come you corrected me? She say, every year you make the same mistake. You see that? So if your husband, wife alone, and the husband makes a mistake, and the wife is sure he's reading wrong, so then she rectifies it. Totally permissible. There's no problem in that. Yes, you who are performing Taraweeh, is best you have a Sami. Sami means somebody that to rectify your mistakes and so forth. But normally a Hafiz, if he's performing Taraweeh many, many years, then you will know also where you made mistake. So where you made mistake and nobody rectified it, or you have doubt, then that verse or verses, just repeat it in the next two rakats. Barakallahu fiqh. I have to take leave now, so all the other programs can be fitted in. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.